toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Our number here is 800-259-9231. Let's see, Mark, I know you said you had a some sort of story about a psychic. If you could pull that one up, government school related. We started the show out by talking, or at least in the beginning hour of the program, we talked about how a guy is facing, you know, up to 4 decades in prison because he changed his grades. So the government school absurdities just keep piling on. What happened here, Mark?
2 bizarre stories today out of Canada. The one we talked about earlier in the show. You can get it at the archives at freetalklive.com on the left-hand side of the page. And this one. The mother of an autistic girl says the public school board was completely unprofessional to formulate a theory that her daughter was being sexually abused based on a psychic's perception. Barrary resident Colleen Ledick wants an apology from the Simcoe County District School Board, which called the Children's Aid Society to investigate. According to the board, the case is still under investigation, though Ledick says it was closed. Ledick immediately pulled her 11-year-old daughter, Victoria Nullett, out of Terry Fox Elementary School on the North End Brary. I have trust issues now, Ledick said, but they're going to, what are they going to concoct next week? Victoria has severe autism and is nonverbal. Dr. Lindy Zaretsky, a school board superintendent whose portfolio includes special education, said the school was just following protocol, adding the board is bound by the same legislation, Child and Family Services Act, as the CAS when it comes to suspended or neglect sexual abuse. Suspected neglect or sexual abuse. It is clear in all cases that this information must be reported, Zaretsky said. The local CAS won't comment on specific investigations, but said the legislation stipulates that all cases of suspected abuse are reported if there are reasonable grounds.
A psychic apparently is included in reasonable.
The schools are our eyes and ears in the community, said Mary Ballantyne, executive director of the Simcoe.
That statement right there is creepy to me. The schools are our eyes and ears for the community. Creepy. That's not what schools are supposed to be.
They are with the children more than anyone else in the community and are the first to spot a child who may need our protection. About 80% of CAS's calls reporting abuse and neglect came from schools, she added.
Interesting.
But Ludick said information gleaned from a psychic shouldn't be the impetus for the board to launch a CAS investigation. First of all, what are we doing taking a psychic's word? Then correlating that with Victoria's behavior to design a theory. Ledick said. The board stands by its decision despite all the initial information, information came from. It has not been board practice to use psychic readings, Zaretsky said. On May 30,
it is now.
Ledick picked Victoria up from school where she was enrolled in an autism spectrum disorder class with several boys around the same age. When Ledick returned home, there was an urgent call asking her to return to Livingston Street's, Street East School. Frightened.
Returned to school.
Right.
Okay.
Ledick rushed back to the school. She and Victoria entered a room where they were met by the principal, the vice principal, and the teacher. Ledick said they advised her that Victoria's educational assistant, EA, had visited a psychic who said a youngster whose name began with a V being sexually abused by a man between the 23 and 26 years old. Ledick was also handed a list of recent behaviors exhibited by her daughter. School principal Brian Tremaine, referred the phone calls seeking to the board, advised Ledick that the CAS had been contacted. That's when I got sick to my stomach, she said. I was shocked by the whole meeting. So you getting
this? Yeah.
It apparently an educational assistant. So this isn't a teacher. This is the teacher's assistant.
She had a hunch.
She just went to the psychic.
Oh, really?
And, you know, give me a reading. And the psychic said, one of your children, whose name begins with the letter... Wait. I'm focusing. The letter V is being molested by a man between the ages of 23 and 26. you must do something quickly.
Wow.
And so then the teacher's assistant, this lowly schlub,
right,
goes to the teacher. Then they go up on the line. I cannot believe this went as far as it did. They had the principal, the vice principal, and the teacher. Teacher's assistant and psychic nowhere to be found at this meeting. And then they said, we've called CAS because...
That's like the
we have evidence
of children
your
families.
Daughter... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Your daughter is being sexually molested. Well, fortunately, she didn't suspect the mother, but what the hell? I mean, what the
wow.
hell?
Wow.
So
yeah.
The mother has done the wise thing and pulled her daughter out of the school.
Get out of there.
Unfortunately, with a child with autism, it costs a lot to try to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point in educating a child with severe autism? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure.
Not either.
I don't know much about that. But the issue here is, of course, the idea that these bureaucrats would even respond to a psychic's reading. Oh my gosh, Madam Psycho has determined that something's bad is going on. We must do an investigation, full investigation. Bring together a blue ribbon panel.
It's
Let's
bizarre.
Look into this.
Who would? I mean, that this would even get through. And then, I mean, this according to the CAS here, I can't remember what it's called, the Children's Aid Society. That's what their CPS is.
Mm-hmm.
Their investigation's still open. According to the mother, it's closed. But what?
Wow.
You're still investigating? Likely these investigations will never close. You know,
I guess she should feel. I guess the mom should feel lucky in this case that they didn't just take her daughter from her based on the psychic's word. I mean, that would have been. I mean, that would have been as absurd as the story could have gotten.
Yeah.
But thank goodness it didn't go there, I guess. So how do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. Yet another story that should be a shot across the bow to parents. Get your kids out of these government schools. You could be next. They could decide to victimize your family next. And it doesn't have to be for a good reason. Clearly, it doesn't have to be for a good reason.
You just hope that the eye of the government doesn't turn on you.
That's all it is, right? It's just a crapshoot at this point.
It really is. I mean, the psychics? Psychics?
I'm speechless. That's just silly.
What can you say about this? It's so ludicrous. It's insane.
Next thing you know, they'll be bringing the psychics into the classroom, and she'll be, you know, trying to ferret out who all of the abuse victims are. Hey, she figured out old Veronica was being touched. Let's see if she can find some more.
I'm going to go on the record and say that in no government investigations should the word of a psychic be used.
Yeah, you know,
if
it's nonsense.
If
these people are hucksters.
Chase after a murderer with on the word of a psychic and then gather evidence based on that. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, you bring somebody else in for an opinion, fine. But you need evidence, and there isn't any.
Yeah, the word of a psychic should not be counted as evidence. I mean, these are people who make it it's their job to separate people from their money, poor individuals who just want to feel better about their lives. They go to psychics, and they're hucksters. They're taught to cold read. They're taught to ask questions reveal information.
I think for one that I can't explain everything that goes on in the known universe. I'm not a big believer in psychic powers.
Hey, there might be there might be a real deal out there somewhere, but so far no one has picked up on old James Randi's offer for what was it, $1 million?
I believe it was $1 million.
To anybody that can prove they have some sort of paranormal ability.
But if you're talking about specifically a person who makes their living doing psychic readings, yeah, like I'm of the opinion that those people are hucksters. There may be somebody who has a little psychic flash here and there or something like that, fine and dandy, can't control it, whatever. I certainly don't have any problem with somebody else being brought in to take a look at the evidence and come up with an opinion, look in some place that hasn't been looked in before. If that person wants to call themselves a psychic, that would diminish their credibility in my mind. I would think that, you know, I'd prefer to see, anybody brought in for any reason other than a psychic for their opinion. But, you know, fine, as long as we can find evidence. But this is just crazy.
Get
crazy,
your,
crazy talk.
Whether your kids are autistic or they're not autistic, they're just kids, get them out of these government schools because it's just... It's like a ticking time bomb having kids in these government schools. Anything can happen anytime, and there's no reason why you won't be picked next. Your kids won't be picked, targeted for whatever absurd accusation. Who knows? Don't give them the opportunity. 800-259-9231. But there's some shocking footage that's come out of Cedar Rapids. As you may be aware, there's been some flooding. We'll show you what happened in moments. Tell ya.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it in within a very short time. I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most. It was just leveling out, and as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI. Toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website, going back an entire year totally free at freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, internobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, I-N-T-E-R-K-N-O-B-S.com.
or see their banner at our website, freetalklive.com.
Already low prices you get 10% off on.
Wow. 1-800-259-9231. So, remember Mark and Julia after Hurricane Katrina? Of course, it wasn't the hurricane that did most of the damage. It was the Army Corps of Engineers and their inability to engineer anything correctly.
And the government's ecological laws that it managed to pass that wouldn't allow the Army Corps of Engineers to do certain improvements on the levees.
This is a big government cluster F, essentially.
Right. The disaster from Katrina was the government, not the hurricane.
It resulted in the levees breaking and a lot of areas being flooded. After that, after all that damage was done, then. Yeah, the human damage that came through. You had the government people coming through and raiding people's homes, breaking and entering into people's homes and confiscating firearms. We saw video footage of it. We know it happened. This isn't speculation. It's no theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. Government goons were taking guns out of the hands of old ladies and old men and young men and anybody who happened to have them.
They threw one old lady to the ground.
They sure did.
Taking a pistol that they asked her, do you have any guns?
She showed it to them.
She showed the gun, and then they threw her to the ground.
Yep. She wasn't threatening them in any way. So I don't want to rehash the Hurricane Katrina thing, but I do just want to point out that what is happening in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, has happened before and will likely happen again.
Well, there was that hurricane? No, it wasn't a hurricane. A tornado that went through, and they were doing the same thing. And was it Kansas?
Kansas. They took guns in Kansas. This isn't about taking guns. At least we haven't heard that has happened yet. But it is about breaking and entering. And there's video footage of it happening. According to PrisonPlanet.com, shocking footage out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, shows cops and government employee strike teams breaking into houses of flood victims and threatening anyone who questions their actions in complete violation of the Fourth Amendment right that protects against unlawful search and seizure. No warrant, no knock home invasions are being carried out on the flimsy pretext of checking for structural damage. As cops,
that is a flimsy pretext.
Yep, as cops harass and threaten with arrest people who refuse to have their homes ransacked by thugs in uniforms. Cedar Rapids Police Chief Greg Graham promised residents over the weekend that law enforcement officers are not entering homes, and that firefighters would only enter homes through unlocked doors and windows, yet the video clearly shows locked houses being broken into. People who attempt to gain access to their home before it has been cleared by authorities are being apprehended, and those who drive around police checkpoints that have been set up in the affected areas are arrested at gunpoint.
This is nuts. Look, if they give they give some kind of warning to clear out of the area, is all that means to me is the government is no longer responsible for saving your butt.
They never were in the first place.
Right. But, you know, they're not going to. They're not going to come around and save your butt. So if you want to, the evacuation order has been given and you decide you want to stay there wherever it is, whether it's a hurricane or flood or fire, I don't care. Fine. It's just the evacuation order was given.
Yeah.
And if you decide you want to go back into the area to your home, it's your home.
That's
you
what I would
go.
That's what makes sense to me. But according to the government people, they own your property, or at least the ability to access your property, and they don't like it very much when you decide that you want to access your own property in a case like this. Each strike team consisted of 6 or 7 people, including police, firefighters, utilities, workers, and city employees, according to the Iowa Gazette. Angela Tagg, a member of the Star One search and rescue team from Ames, ran into an angry homeowner. He was saying, "Where do you live, and how would you like it if someone busted your door open?" Tagg said. Police officer Josh Bell later had a heated exchange with the man and told him if he didn't go back inside his house and stop harassing the strike team, then he would be escorted out of the area. The man was visibly agitated about his broken door and pointed at Officer Bell. He said, "It's wrong," the man said, over and over.
It is wrong. He's right.
So they broke into this man's house. And the guy came out and said, "Hey, how dare you? How would you feel if someone broke your door open?" And the officer threatened him and said, "Get back in your house or else we're going to hurt you."
Stupid thugs.
So the people who are uncomfortable with jackbooted thugs breaking down their door without even knocking and express their distaste for it are to blame for harassing the strike team? Respondents to the YouTube clip and the newspaper article expressed their outrage at the behavior of those in the video tasked with helping flood-stricken people, yet doing nothing more than intimidating and invading their homes. And I wonder if they break into your home and they find a bong sitting on the table, what do they do in that case?
Look the other way, I'm sure.
Yo, they just let it slide because it's a flood. It's a natural disaster, and we wouldn't want to be arresting people when they're trying to escape the floodwaters, would we?
I don't know. It would seem like if the disaster was imminent enough that they would probably ignore it and go on and do what they had to do. But if whatever danger had passed, then I certainly wouldn't want to take my chances with that scenario.
You break down the door of my private residence, and when I object, you threaten to escort me off my own property. Fine example of police work. Did anyone think to knock first? Thomas Jefferson said the main reason for citizens to be armed was to protect themselves from tyrannical government. If this isn't tyranny, then I don't know what is. A man's home is his castle, said one resident. A sad day for America when government thugs abuse the trust of citizenry like this, writes another.
I like what that man said. You usually don't hear things like that from the everyday average show.
Right, you wouldn't expect to hear that at all.
They usually say things like, well, they're just doing their job.
Or I don't like it.
Don't you want to be safe?
Maybe
it's worth it.
They're inarticulate in describing why it is they don't like something.
Another comment. These are some of the comments from the stories. So these cops and firefighters are part-time structural engineers or what? What are they inspecting for in the structures? Gas and electric could be shut off at the source, and any spills are so diluted they won't catch fire. The police—we're talking about flooding here.
Yeah,
right. The police chief said no police would enter through any homes, and what do you know, Mr. Fat Cop goes piling through the window, thinking he's T.J. Hooker. One Iowa resident, because in the video footage, you can see them breaking into someone's door with some sort of a crowbar-looking device, and then they also—but it seems a little more technologically advanced than a crowbar—and then they also break into someone's window.
Special SWAT crowbar.
One Iowa resident expressed her anger with that authorities will not let her re-enter her home. She writes, "I sit here with tears streaming down my face. I've been trying to be patient and await to enter my home. Now today I'm told there will be no re-entries until further notice. I cannot express how effing mad I am. I understand the houses can be unsafe. Just let me at least see my house so I can assess if it hit my top floor. I have pictures and memories on my top floor of my deceased mother. All I want to do is rescue those," she writes. As they reported in 2005, Hurricane Katrina was exploited by the federal government and used as a martial law drill while victims were abused and treated like rats in a laboratory. Door-to-door gun confiscations were ordered and cops ransacked homes and took weapons from multimillion-dollar homes which were in the high and dry areas and completely unaffected by the hurricane. In some cases, residents were kicked out of their own homes for no reason. Outrageous footage showed cops seizing handguns from the home of a grief-stricken old woman as they assaulted and punched her in the face. More coming up here in moments. We'll tell you about one man who did try to get to his house and what the cops did to him. Here in moments, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, proving they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If your company needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Well, it's happening again, this time Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They have yet to confiscate any weapons that we've heard of. We don't know exactly, as far as the weapons situation is concerned. But we do know they are breaking into people's homes. They do not have any consent. They're not even knocking on the doors first. Some residents are rightfully outraged about this, and PrisonPlanet.com is reporting on it here. They ask the question, where does government think it derives the authority from to break into people's homes whose lives have already been devastated by massive floods on the flimsiest of pretexts? The Fourth Amendment states the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Well, maybe it is. Maybe they just don't consider this a search.
Maybe they don't consider it unreasonable.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the problem with this Constitution thing. It's got holes all over it, and the government people will just say, well, the general welfare is what we're all about.
And even if the government comes back, some court somewhere comes back and says this was unreasonable,
What's done is done.
It will be years later.
Yeah.
The government will have intruded that much farther. And, the fact is our Fourth Amendment rights are smaller than they used to be when the Constitution was written. Slowly but surely, inexorably, the government grows.
Right. And we've seen the Supreme Court back up the police, granting them new powers time after time.
So even if the courts do come back and say, you guys went too far, you did wrong here, that in no way will prevent the police from doing it again in the future. Just because they get slapped down from the courts doesn't mean they can't keep doing it. They'll just try it again at some later point and hope they don't get sued this time. Because it's not like any of the cops have to pay out of their pocket. None of these individuals who actually broke and entered into people's homes will ever be held responsible for it. The department may end up, you know, having to apologize because of some lawsuit, and that's just a remote possibility. No one has ever won any lawsuits, to my knowledge, about what happened after Hurricane Katrina. People got their guns taken from them, a clear violation of the Second Amendment. And what happened there?
There's all the Second Amendment is the most beaten up of all the amendments, and I, you know, what's got the there's the case in D.C. whether they're going to decide whether anybody at all can possess a gun. Period. In the District of
That's
Columbia.
Kind of scary. Anyway, even if there was a legitimate reason to inspect homes, why on earth did they not even bother to knock on the door? Cops immediately attempt to break in or climb through windows, uninvited, because this procedure is all about sending a message. When a crisis unfolds, we are the bosses, and you, the peasants, will yield to our tyranny.
Sounds accurate.
800-259-9231. So they're talking about maybe filing some lawsuits here, and they also say that with reports indicating that the Mississippi River is in danger of bursting its banks, the precedent that was set with Hurricane Katrina could be set to advance as government minions and jackbooted thugs across the country lick their lips at the prospect of kicking down more doors and harassing innocent people.
What kind of a person gets into that line of work? I mean, these aren't just regular police officers, right? These are higher level strike teams.
Well, it's not necessarily a higher level. It's a situation. Did you want to, do you want to possibly advance your career or just have the fun of being on the strike team too? You know, it's sort of a step forward if you'd like to be on the strike team.
Yeah.
And they do additional training and probably get additional pay in order to do that training and that kind of thing. So are you asking who takes the job of police officer or who takes the job of strike team member?
The strike team member.
Were police, firefighters, utilities workers, and city employees.
Wow.
It wasn't just cops.
So we're talking about our little city clerk down here breaking into houses?
Oh, you're talking about a variety of city bureaucrats that are involved here. And
well, there was the prison I was at for years and years. There was a team that I can't remember what it was called, the first response team or something like that. And they had their little plexiglass shields and their helmets, and they did they did their little maneuvers and they'd form up into a phalanx to take on the convicts and that whole thing. So the guys that were on there generally fell into two categories, lesser or greater of these two categories. Was one, they knew that by volunteering for this particular crew they would catch the eye of the people that gave the promotions. And two, they got to have the fun of, maybe, just maybe, I can kick the head in of some inmate who's, deserves it.
That seems sick to me. I don't know. I just can't imagine getting excited about that sort of
activity. You're not a sadist. And but sadists, that's what gets them excited. They like to hurt people, right?
Well, I think testosterone drives all men to want to fight to some extent.
I don't
want to
fight other people. Maybe I just don't have enough testosterone.
I have no explanation. I'm not going to create an explanation for you. But you don't watch movies where you see the bad guys, and the good guys fighting it out, and you feel like, oh, I could do that. I could fight off the bad guys. That'd be bad. That'd be great. No? Well, I can tell you a lot of guys do. They think to themselves, yes. And people want to fight on the side of righteousness and good.
And I think that may be the answer to your question, Julia, is that beyond the sadist factor, many of these people breaking into these homes aren't expecting to be able to bust heads. They are expecting the homes to be empty. And they may actually be, they might have joined this because they believe they're doing they're helping people. They believe that there could be people perhaps trapped in their homes and that they're going there to make sure that they're okay and that there's nobody in these homes. So it could simply be that they believe that what they're doing is right. That's probably a factor for a number of these folks. but they're not doing something right. And we're talking about a flood situation. It's not like these houses are on fire. If there's somebody inside these homes, they certainly aren't trapped there.
If they were if they were a part of a private organization that was deciding to save people by, you know, coming into their homes, breaking into their homes and checking for structural damage, stepping well beyond the bounds of what is reasonable, then they'd be held responsible and a court could hold them responsible. However, these people are going to do what they want because they're not going to be held responsible.
Yeah, they're not going to replace your
problem
locks.
With government.
They break into your
sovereign
front door.
Immunity.
They break into your front door and they're not going to fix it when you get back to the house.
No, they're not. And they won't even tell you. Likely, you'll just be under the impression that looters were
sure.
in there or something.
Yeah, and they might as well. I mean, how do you know they didn't take stuff? You have no guarantees. You don't even know which bureaucrats broke in.
I think that the chances that the bureaucrats are running in packs decreases their opportunity to take things from
Depends
people.
Depends on who their pack mates are.
It does. What I'm saying is it decreases the chances.
I see where you're coming from. Story here out of the Des Moines Register, continuing a related story. The Iowa State Patrol said Wednesday that two state troopers were justified in arresting a Cedar Rapids man who tried to run a checkpoint Monday in an effort to return to his flood-damaged home. The State Patrol will not conduct an internal affairs investigation of the incident. No investigation necessary. Everything looked fine. Here we
big deal.
We pulled guns on this man because he wanted to go back to his house. A news photographer captured photos of the incident. They showed Trooper Scott Devereaux pointing his gun at the man, Ricky Blazek, who is 53, while accompanied with Trooper Paul Gardner. Colonel Patrick Hoy, chief of the Iowa State Patrol, released a statement saying the troopers acted appropriately considering the circumstances. Hoy said, at times, photographs tell only part of the story. I can indeed assure you this is the case in this situation. Law enforcement officers pulled Blazek out of his pickup Monday after he tried to run the checkpoint, according to the Associated Press. When he allegedly bumped a state trooper three times with the truck, officers drew their weapons, broke a window of his vehicle, and wrestled Blazek out. The trooper was not injured. Blazek was among the thousands of flood victims frustrated by authorities' decision Monday to cut off access to flood-damaged homes because of safety concerns. About 25,000 people were forced to evacuate their homes in Cedar Rapids because of the flooding on the Cedar River. Some are now returning as floodwaters recede. Blazek was arrested and taken to jail because flooding forced the evacuation of a different jail. So they were talking about how the jails are changed up there. He'd been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon on a peace officer, a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it right now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, DVD classic archive collector sets, and more all over there at store.freetalklive.com. Talking about the situation in Cedar Rapids, the Cedar Rapids area in Iowa, where people are having their homes broken into by the police and other bureaucrats based on no reason at all beyond just they're just claiming they want to check for structural integrity because they care about you. That's why they're breaking down people's front doors and who knows what else they're doing on the inside when the cameras aren't around. But then they're also not only breaking into people's homes, but they're also preventing you from going back to your home. Let's say you want to go and, I don't know, take some stuff out of your house because you care about some old stuff of yours and you want to get it back. Well, sorry, these areas are off limits and they are not allowing anybody by their little police checkpoints. In fact, if you try to go by the checkpoints, the cops will get in your way. And then if you try to get by them at that point, they will pull guns on you, which is what happened to a 53-year-old man named Ricky Blazek. He tried to get back to his house, and law enforcement officers ended up pulling him out the window of his pickup truck after pulling guns and pointing them at his head after he allegedly bumped a state trooper 3 times with the truck. Now, the trooper is standing in front of his truck, so he was just trying to get where he was going. And the trooper decided to get in his way because it's so important that we stop people from going back to their homes. We are the authorities, and we have deemed that it is unacceptable for you to traverse these roads. Who do you think you are? Peon? Peasant? Serf? Subject? Anyway.
You paid for the roads.
Blazek was arrested and taken to jail. He's been released but remains under pretrial supervision. Could not be reached for comment. One of the bureaucrats said Blazek was arrested after he'd been advised numerous times that authority for passage into the flooded area had not been granted. So some bureaucrat sitting in his high, lofty position had not yet deemed it
are acceptable for him to be traveling on these roads. Authority had not been granted. Well, how did they get the authority to grant and remove the ability to travel in the first place? Fact is, they don't have such a thing. There is no authority. They're just men with guns, and that's what stopped Mr. Blazek from getting to his house. Men with guns, who were willing to shoot him dead if he continued to do what he was doing. E.A. Penny Westfall, director of the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, which oversees the State Patrol's Academy for New Troopers, said law enforcement officials are trained to handle stressful incidents. One type of training known as verbal judo provides techniques to defuse potentially dangerous situations. Look, this situation wasn't dangerous until your cops pulled out their firearms and pointed them at this man. You were in no danger whatsoever. If this guy had gone around the checkpoint and gotten back to his house, no one would have been put in any danger.
Except maybe him, if the roads were indeed in bad condition, and that's his problem and his responsibility.
Well, he said Blazek was arrested after he was advised numerous times. He says you were trying to tell the person who you are and why you're stopping them and what you want them to do and to be empathetic, understanding, and not let it escalate. But sometimes it doesn't work, they said. And that's when they pull out the guns. So, there you go.
I don't see any reason at all why a person shouldn't be able to use the roads that they,
Paid for,
whether they're dangerous or not. I mean, you know, it would seem like to me if the authorities have given the, have sounded the evacuation, then they are under no responsibility. That means they're leaving town, people.
Yeah.
They're under, have no responsibility at all to protect, property or anything like that. Look, it's an evacuation.
Well, apparently it doesn't mean they are leaving town, as in the government people. Apparently it sounds to me like they're putting in a control grid police state. That's what the roads have ended up being used for, is the control grid that allows the government people to access virtually any portion of any area and shut it down and prevent people from coming in and stop people from leaving at will based on totally arbitrary decisions. And it doesn't have to do necessarily. It doesn't only have to do with natural disaster, though. That is the easiest excuse for them. Well, Mother Nature has hit this area hard, so we're going to stop people from coming back to their homes and break into people's houses because we can. Because nothing will happen to us if we do. That's what they're doing. But they don't just need natural disasters. They can use violence. They can use crime as an excuse, as we saw recently in Washington D.C., where they've set up checkpoints on specific neighborhoods that they have deemed high crime areas, and they've got police checking people who are coming in and out.
And not even allowing people in that don't have business there, that don't belong there.
Yeah, if you can't come up with a good enough story to get past the checkpoint, sorry, you can't come into this neighborhood. So much for the freedom to travel.
It's crazy.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything, and we'll talk to Ryan in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan. What's on your mind?
What these authorities need to realize is this is to the republic for which it stands. The citizen and the civilians are the highest title in the land, according to our Constitution. You know, and they just need to realize that they're supposed to be protecting and serving us.
Yeah. It's a nice idea, but it doesn't really work that way, does it?
No, it don't seem to, because we just got a new Homeland Security up here in Hot Springs in Montana, up here above north of Flathead Lake. They put in a bunch of homes up here for Homeland Security and whatnot, and it's Deutschland Security as far as I'm concerned.
It's pretty scary stuff what's going on out there, and there's very little that one can do about it. I mean, Mark, you were lamenting the loss of the Second Amendment, and if anything, that's one of the easiest ones to run roughshod over, because people are going to be seen as crazy if they shoot back.
The only way to protect it is to use the Second Amendment, the guns.
But then you're dead.
Yep.
Because not everybody is going to feel the same way as you.
You're right.
Not everyone
is. Right. It's the easiest one for them to run over, and that's why it is the one they have run over the most.
But yet the Second Amendment is supposed to be the protector of all the other amendments.
And so we're told. I don't
didn't work out that way. Didn't work out that way. And
unfortunately,
you know, it's because people have been so indoctrinated to believe that the government is good that there are only a few folks out there with our viewpoint that say, "Hey, this is crazy. This is a police state. We should fight back against this." But then most of the other people would call you a nut job if you were to actually use violence to fight back. And of course, that would end up in your immediate demise because they've got more guns than you do, and they'll direct them all against you, as we've seen whenever somebody kills a cop. All of the cops in the immediate vicinity turn out, and they work overtime to try to find the person, and that person never ends up getting a trial. They just get executed on the spot. So there is no point in using violence to resist these tyrants, because it will just result in your life being cut down. So we don't advocate violent solutions to problems on this show, but but when you take violence off the table, you really have to get creative. You really have to think of things here that would really help change these situations. So think about that for a moment. If you were in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, after this flooding situation, and the government people were blocking the roads, what sort of nonviolent actions or peaceful actions could be taken in order to make a point? Thanks for the call, Ryan. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. How about a human chain? How about instead of just one guy trying to get to his house, how about a chain full of people that are, you know, all locking arms, who've all decided they want to go back to a house so they can have a party or something like that? Whatever the reason is.
Because it's their house.
Because it's their house.
It's as good a reason as any.
Right, and I want to have all my friends over because we're going to have a flood party and we're going to clean up my house and we're going to work together to make it livable again. And we're going to lock our arms and going to walk right past the police. We're going to carry video cameras and do something like that. But you can't go it alone. You really can't. You can't be a one-man army against these thugs, against these little tyrants. What about, you guys got any other ideas? I mean, I was, you know, group of people going back to their home. I think that would be interesting.
Cameras.
You have to have cameras.
Cameras are always work. If you can videotape these people, you know, one man coming out there and saying no. You're not coming into my house, and somebody else videotaping it. You know, one of the problems with cameras, though, is that they'll try to confiscate them and take the tapes out of them, or erase it. We have recently seen cell phones that have video that uploads directly to the internet.
It's starting to happen more and more. There's a few out there at the moment.
But at this point, you know, it's relatively new technology, and most people don't have it. But you know, a piece of technology like that is very valuable in dealing with the police. Who knows when you're going to have to deal with them? Nobody expects to, but, well, that one moment in time, certainly more valuable than a shotgun in dealing with these people.
What else? What else? Any other ideas? How about breaking into the police chief's home? We can do that on video. Since he's breaking into your home, maybe you could return the favor.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's probably violence. Yeah. That's probably violence. We shouldn't go there. But it does sound like fun. Anyway, it has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Something must be done, and that's why we've joined the Free State Project. Of course, we'll tell you more about that as the days go on. More coming up tomorrow night. See you then. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.